Spectronaut Dan Louis says hi, welcome back. Artists have their own art studios, and scientists have their own test facilities. Artonauts and cyanauts have the Sunyata, the floating space lab where all things come together. Apart from them, you got engineers, curators, producers, planners, researchers, all working in this hyperactive lab. So this is a huge toroidal-shaped spacecraft. Basically, a donut. A donut-shaped spaceship. Worth mentioning, it's Earth-made. It was built on this insanely big oceanic platform where they launched it as well. And the curator of the universe, Nesta Clare, has a residence there, inside. It's not just a workplace in space, it's also passing by all the vacuo galleries. So you could say, it is circumnavigating the universe. It's nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Now, it's not exactly open for public, although as a spectronaut, you can apply for a visit. There's this ongoing discussion about, what is art, some things can be seen as art and other things cannot be seen as art. Funny enough, a majority of the Sunyata sees its spacecraft as a genuine work of art, in the sense that, spectronauts are welcome to come visit and experience it as an exhibited installation in space, like any other artwork in outer space. And since space is so big, anyone can put their own artwork in the void. You can apply for workshops and even workspaces and use Sunyata's own facilities. So it's quite an inclusive community, I would say. Now, about that name, Sunyata. In short, it means self-emptying in Sanskrit. Curator Nesta Clare came up with this name at the age of 15 because of a keen interest in Indian spirituality and Asian spirituality in general. Now, looking at the donut-shaped spacecraft, I'm not sure how that came about, but it could be that it was inspired by the Ouroboros, the snake that eats its own tail. That could have been the inspiration, but I can see why they chose the Sunyata over Ouroboros, because it sounds a bit silly. But in the end, I think it has a scientific reason why it has that donut shape. Let me say something about that vast nothing, the void. I mean, we're talking about art in the cosmic voids after all. Nothingness, void, vacuum, emptiness is as important as somethingness. I'm going to quote a piece from the Whitechapel's The Sublime, Documents of Contemporary Art. There's a bit called Void, Mapping the Invisible in Korean Art. It describes nothingness in East Asian painting. The term void refers to the unpainted, empty space besides the objects depicted. In East Asian painting, which traditionally placed more emphasis on inherent spirit in objects than on representing them, the void was often used to express not only profound spaces of nature, such as clouds, atmosphere, and the ocean, but also worlds that are abridged, suggested, and invisible. Empty space, a negative element, implies absence of physical representation or is synonymous with blank space. In the theory of East Asian painting, however, the void exists as a complete, legitimate part of a work of art, and in a more active sense, an unpainted painting. In this sense, the void does not mean renunciation of the use of space, but rather encouragement of space, absence with presence. Confucianism, Buddhism, and Taoism interpret the void in distinctive ways. Self-emptying, Sunyata in Sanskrit, in Buddhism, doing nothing in Taoism, and nothingness in Confucianism. Nonetheless, what all these teachings share is the paradox that the world of seeming binaries, being and non-being, presence and absence, life and death, emptiness and fullness, are in fact not separated from each other, but rather arise from one and the same source. The void in East Asian painting is the space that mediates between being and nothingness, and also plays the role of accentuating being by being absent. The relationship of full and nothing as an aesthetic category does not stop at combining form and non-form, yin and yang, presence and absence, whole and part, and supports being with nothingness and contributes creatively to growth and transformation. The space between the sky and the earth is like a pair of fire bellows. It is empty inside, but generates the vital energy that gives birth to all things. The void is a state in which a kind of energy, or qi, is a life that is invisible but can be seen by the eye, that can be analyzed but must be felt corporeally. The space of emptiness and control is a space of communication, which draws the participation of viewers. It invites viewers to experience how much the void can enable imaginative possibilities for creators and receivers. That last sentence is related to Nam June Paik's media art. So in the cosmic context, what is exactly a void? Well, cosmic voids are vast spaces between filaments, the largest scale structures in the universe, also known as the intervoid highways, which contain very few or no galaxies. Have you read this classic sci-fi novel Tau Zero? It's by sci-fi master Paul Anderson, and it's about this spaceship that reaches the speed of light while racing through the cosmos. And then it gets a malfunction, which means it cannot stop anymore. The brakes are broken, so to say, and then all the passengers on board remain there forever in the universe until a new universe begins, you know, until a new Big Bang is happening. So yeah, like the Leonora Christine, the Sunyata circumnavigates the entire universe for a very, very long time, for an endless time until a new aesthetic universe 2.0 begins, perhaps. Who knows? So to conclude, this spacecraft is home to all the creatives who fill up the voids, self-emptying in a vast emptiness. And it can be seen as a curated artwork like any other exhibited installation out there as well. Not tied to a specific vacuo gallery though, yet it's part of all the vacui in space-time. One last thing before I leave you again. A Spectronaut went for an adventure on her own. In the Nebulian Activities episode, we talked about star nursery walks. So during one of the star nursery walk tryouts, a female Spectronaut aboard an SNW ship went for a ride through a nebula and was reportedly missing. So what I've heard is that she turned on the manual override, which was possible apparently, which is very strange. But then she was so captivated by the sight of it, you know, the whole experience, that she returned after 9 hours to the base again. So I think it's about 2 hours, the whole experience. But it turned out that she was a pilot and she could somehow operate this spaceship, which is a brand new spaceship. And then she just flew off. She was just way too curious. So things got all right after all, but yeah, the alarm bells rang, you know. Anyway, don't panic, and I catch you later. Bye.